We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
See, now that's what makes Seltzer a good producer. I mean, technically, you can say it's not now or never because, you know, there's going to be a 2022 season and there's going to be a 2023 season. But I mean, John, we're tired of waiting, damn it. We want to see the Phils make the playoffs. So I'll go with the it's now or never theme because you know what? Why the heck not? Rhys Hoskins says it's time, and indeed it is. All right, Howard Eskin, we go from one king to the next in just a moment, but right now let's give you a chance to win $1,000. You got that chance right now to win $1,000. Text the word crazy to 72881. Again, that's the word crazy to 72881. Did a little Patsy Cline right there for you. One randomly selected nationwide texter is going to win $1,000. You got another chance to win $1,000 at this very time, noon tomorrow on our show. Also later today, 1 o'clock. Later today, 1 o'clock, chance to win $1,000. Every day on WIP, 8 a.m., noon, 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's all powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better. Download the BetQL app today. All right, let's talk some baseball and potentially more with our next guest, the King. He joins us every Thursday at this time. Thursdays with the King and Howard Eskin, brought to us by our friends at Fingers Wings and other things. We talk about the boneless wings all the time because they are awesome. So is all the other food at Fingers Wings and other things, including the other things. Check out this new, their new impossible plant-based items. Great stuff, the King, Howard Eskin. Hey, King.
Good afternoon, as it is right now on another opening day. I don't even know what my count is, but here's what I got a question for you, Joe.
Yeah.
Based on what you said earlier, you said that the Phillies would either win or make the playoffs in the NFC East, right?
Correct.
Okay. Who's the quarterback? Who plays offensive line?
Well, the quarterback is obviously Archie Bradley because Oklahoma recruited him to be a quarterback.
Who are the defensive backs?
McCutcheon. I'm going McCutcheon. And let's see, defensive back, JT can run. Okay. JT would be a tight end.
All right, and I'll add one other thing.
Howard, don't rain on my parade. Everyone got the analogy.
But you can't cross them. You know, they got to do it themselves. They can't, and they're doing it in a tough division. But and I'll alert you and the bettors out there if you're going to bet over and unders. Remember, when you look at home run totals this year, remember there's a baseball that they're supposed to make a little less lively.
Good point, actually. Really good point.
So you got to be careful when you start looking at home run totals. So
I had forgotten about that when we were just talking about that.
That's why I tried to help.
It's less bouncy, but it's also lighter.
Well, whatever it is,
it's supposed to not go as far. Yeah.
It's supposed to not go as far.
All right, Howard.
Well, it did in spring training.
Well, no, it didn't. There's
home run totals were.
Hey, John, let me tell you something. I've been to over 40 spring trainings.
Mm-hmm.
The one stat that I pay the least attention to are home runs. Because in Florida, the wind is always blowing, and normally it's blowing out. Mm. So that's the way I look at that.
All right, Howard, let's cut to the chase. We get you on the record here. The Howard Eskin 2021 Phillies prediction. Is this a playoff team, Howard Eskin?
I think they're close, but because there's two less teams, let's not forget that.
Three less teams.
Three less teams.
Yep.
Three less teams and – The Phillies are clearly a better team. I don't think there's any question about that. But so is almost everybody else in the division. And that makes it really difficult. So to answer your question, I think they're right on the edge on the outside looking in.
That's a bummer.
What I say and what you say means nothing.
Yeah.
They've got to go out there and do it. And they've got to hope that the other teams don't achieve as much as most people think they're going to achieve. And the Phillies, as long as they do what they're supposed to do, and the bullpen's better. I still don't like the closer, but the bullpen should be better. I'm not a big Hector Neris fan, but they should be better. But the other teams...
are really good. Howard, we talked about this a lot yesterday. Curious your opinion. Do you think Bryce Harper has lived up to his end of the bargain on that contract?
Well, has anybody lived up... has anybody lived up to their end of the bargain? It's ridiculous. The money that players in almost all sports get, it's just so out of control.
Sure,
he is what he was. He's a 260-some hitter. It's going to hit 30-some home runs. He's going to walk 100 times. And if you put the right people in front of him, he's going to have 100 RBIs. So the one thing that he did that was better than he did in Washington, he was really not a good outfielder. Defensively, with the Nationals, he has before his changing his throwing motion and all that other nonsense. He became a better outfielder. So has he lived up to it? He hasn't lived up to the expectations, but the expectations in Philadelphia are ridiculous. I mean, the expectations are so big for anybody that's new that's supposed to be good. We put that extra burden. Is he what we expected him to be? No, because he's not going to be any more than he was. He is what he is, but that's not going to win. Would you have rather had Machado? Yeah, I would say so, because he's played and done really well with San Diego, but he didn't want to come here. So, they moved on. I think that he was in the mix, but he's done okay, but that position and what he does is not going to win get you into the playoffs alone. So he's right on the edge. He hasn't reached expectations, but he's done everything he's done before. So I guess that's all you can expect.
How likely is it that we as fans are overvaluing Alec Bohm?
I don't think so. He's a really good hitter. Eventually, if Rhys Hoskins doesn't have a good year at first base, I think there'll be a way to move him, and Bohm could eventually be the first baseman, and he's better there defensively than he is at third base. But as a hitter, I don't think there's any questions. The second year is always tougher because you get to know a guy, mm-hmm. you've scouted him, so it'll be a little more difficult. But I don't question with his approach to hitting, which it seems like it's unlike these analytics geeks and all this other nonsense. He wants to make contact. That's what you need to do. I mean, let's bring back the old game of baseball. I don't know if you guys, because during a break, I know we don't listen to it. I forget who did the commentary.
Yep.
And Tom Verducci put all these things that happened. There's so much dead time in baseball. They've ruined the game. They have ruined what was a great, great game.
They got to make changes. I mean, I'm not dwelling too much on that today. Howard just
– I know.
Everyone knows the pace of play is a real problem.
Well, the pace of play, but make contact. Here's my rule for the commissioner. Make for at least 1 month no use of computers for analytic numbers. So
what, are you
do it
turn
by
off computers?
Baseball. Turn off the
How
computers.
How do you do that?
I know, I'm being, obviously it's...
Well, I actually thought you were being serious, but okay.
No, but stop using analytics. I think Joe Girardi's going to steal more bases, going to try. That's what Roman Quinn's here for, I think. You can use him late as a mm-hmm. pinch runner, and he's going to try to steal. There's no question he's going to try to steal and use his speed. So do more of that. If guys would stop striking out, have more hit and run baseball. But the Phillies could be a better team, but they have to learn how to make contact. But that's getting back to Alec Bohm. That's what I think he does better than most guys on the team.
Right. How good is our center fielder, Adam Haseley?
I don't know. They stretched it out to the end, maybe because of the injury he had in spring training. But they're not totally sold on him. And I heard a couple callers earlier, they made the right decision. I mean, Odubel Herrera, for all the other reasons I didn't want him. But he didn't have a good spring. You know, he had like less than a year, and everybody got all caught up in how good he was. How good is Haseley? He better be better than what some people in the organization think. And we'll see, you know. But he is a better defensive center fielder. He makes has good routes to the ball. So defensively in the outfield, it'll make him a little bit better. And he's going to have to cover for McCutchen a little bit, who's not the same player. I like Andrew McCutchen, or Lawrence, as I once called him.
Yes.
I like Uncle Larry. But he's not the same player defensively. And Haseley can do some things defensively for the Phillies there. So we'll see. It's a question that's really hard to answer, but he's going to have to. In the eight hole, it's hard to do things offensively with the pitcher hitting behind you, but he's just going to have to try to make contact and do the right things.
Howard, you know, and Howard Eskin with us, of course, on opening day here. Howard, you know John Middleton certainly better than we do. Let's try to climb inside his head as you understand it. It strikes me like a little bit of a chicken and the egg thing going here. He wants to see the Phillies, it seems, to be close enough to the playoffs to then say, okay, this is worthy of spending more money to go in the luxury tax area. But a lot of people would say, but if you spent the money to go in the luxury tax area, then you could be right there in the playoffs. What do you think his mindset is with this luxury tax issue?
If they had a chance to go deep into the playoffs, I think he would do it. But this team, the biggest problem with this team is not going over the luxury tax. It's developing a farm system. All the good teams have players that they've developed and they've brought up, which capes to pay down. So if you have to go out and get one or two players as free agents, that's fine. But they can't just go out and keep on signing free agents. If they have a chance to go deep into the playoffs, if they see that's the position, I think John Middleton, and he has to check with the other owners, but what John says they usually listen to. I think he would absolutely do it. But just to go out and spend because WIP Radio and the fans want him to go out and spend is ridiculous. You don't win just by going out and signing free agents. You win by developing a system, a farm system, and develop players so you, when you need a player, you don't have to worry about going over to the luxury tax. I love the way everybody likes to spend his money. That's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And if you're not going to win, if you can, if we do, we do. If we don't, we don't. It's just, you know, the famous quote. I think that's the quote. But they have to be really close to go deep. Not to just make the playoffs is just a tease. They've got to develop players. They've got Dave Dombrowski has got to get that farm system to be much better. They're still over 20th or somewhere in the 20s in Major League Baseball. That's the way you win, not going out and going over the luxury tax.
Howard, let's switch sports. What do you make of the NFL making it a 17-game regular season?
You know, in the end, we're going to get used to it. I'm okay. The players are going to suffer physically. You know, cutting down the number of practices or whatever, that's not going to solve anything. It's just it's hard to keep players healthy through 16 games and playoffs, let alone 17. The fans are going to love it. Gives you an extra game. And it's okay. It's all about money. This is what sports is. It's what you go right down to the NCAA, which is not amateur athletics. It's all about money. So every area of major sports is about money, and that's what they care about, and that's all they care about. As far as the fans, it's another weekend to bet games, which is big. It's another weekend to watch football, and I'm okay with it. I don't know that the players are, but when they get more money, then they're going to be okay with it. So, yeah, I'm okay with it. I don't like the unbalance of the schedule. So we know in the next few years there's going to be 18 games, so you have a balance of home and road games and you don't alternate.
No, we don't know that. That's not going to be for a long time to go to 18. 18's
well, I'm telling you, it's probably going to be sooner than you think.
You really think it happens sort of soon?
Yeah, because I think as long as they keep the Super Bowl in February – by the way, they screwed up the Olympics. The Olympics are going on when – and the Super Bowl's on, you know, you're going to have a whole day, and then you're going to have the Winter Olympics, which is not pleasing to NBC. But, the NFL doesn't care. They care about themselves. And I think within a shorter than you think, there's going to be an 18-game season to balance it out for home and road.
Okay.
Yep.
Howard, stay well. Always great connecting with you. Enjoy the season, man. We look
forward
to talking.
Stay safe. Hey, Joe, I know you're going to make a guest appearance at the game.
Yes.
I don't know if you'll make another game this year, but I'll see it.
By the way, Howard.
And that uniform, you're going to look like such a – well, you already look like a dork.
But, I mean, but Howard, I can't actually wear the uniform going through the press box entrance.
No. You can't just wear it into the studio. That is bull.
Thank you, Howard.
If you have no cojones, if you don't wear it into the stadium, because then you'll be, everybody will know that you're the dork that you are.
Yeah, but I'm going to be like Jordan, Howard, when he had that flag draped over him, 92 Olympics. I'm going to have something draped over me.
I'll tell you what, drape it over your face, too, so we don't have to see.
Get out of here, King. Scram. Bye. King Howard asking.
Wow.
Yeah, we hadn't addressed that
drape
part of this.
Flag thing. Over your face.
So, I mean, we do. I mean,
you wear it in. Wear it 100%.
Proudly. Yeah, 100%.
Guys, you
it
can.
It would be so weak. It would be so soft.
It's
to
not
wear
soft.
It into work.
It is
it
soft.
It would kill any goodwill of you wearing it to work.
It doesn't kill the goodwill.
It does.
Yes, it does.
No.
Cancels
like the most
it out.
Important right. Part of the day is the game.
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask a question. Superman 1. Now, there he is, Clark Kent, walking out of work, and Lois Lane's dangling from the plane, right? Now, he's got a suit and tie on. What does he do? He goes in a little spot where he can zip around the thing, and then bang, pops out as a Superman. He had it underneath.
How does that have anything to do with this?
Because you have it underneath.
We're talking about Superman disguising his identity because he's a superhero.
And what I'm saying is if I put something over me.
And the point is he put the important part on for the important things. Like he put it on to go save Lois Lane.
And I will do so when I watch the Phillies game from the stands.
No, the important thing is what you're wearing now. That's what you got to wear to the game. That's the whole point.
Well, I'm going to wear it for the game. I still think I'm walking through the press entrance this way. It'd be awful. It'd be the end of my career.
No, well, would you?
Not. Are you serious?
No one views it like that. They think it would
be like, oh,
it's
what
just
a bit.
Fun.
That's good. Yeah, clever.
All right, let's go.
Hey, it's a big deal that Howard seems to think that the NFL is going to 18 games.
It is a big deal if he's right. I think he's wrong.
He said it so matter-of-factly. Like it's just a foregone conclusion. Like it's on the way. Get ready.
My guess is it's off the table for at least 10 years. That's my guess. Now, I could be wrong. I could be dead wrong. But I don't think I am. We'll see. 215-592-9494. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. You can watch and wager on all the college hoop games at the Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, will the Phils make the playoffs this season? A, yes, B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Also, we have, of course, as we told you earlier, the ultimate Phillies montage. Clips of memorable, tremendous, magnificent Phillies moments through the years. You'll hear that at 12:30 today. I have more than welled up in the past when we've played this. We'll see if I can.
and for what it's worth, I mean, it's awesome. Like this, if you love the Phillies, you want to be listening at 12:30.
Yeah,
because this montage is as good as it gets.
It really is. It is as good as it gets. I agree with that. Let's go to Greg in Northeast Philly on opening day. Good afternoon, Greg. Greg, just not quite there. We go to George in Conshohocken. Hey, George.
Hey, Joe, do you remember in Major League when Harry Doyle's announcing and he says the first batter of the year dictates how the season's going to go and Willie Mays gets the infield single? You're setting the table. You walk in with that uniform, you're putting good karma for this whole Philly season.
Yes.
So, George, you're not.
That's the whole point of
it. You're not necessarily wrong, but I view it a little different. George, I want you to hear me out this way. Let's say I, you know, do a little cover up on the way through the entrance, but then when I get out there and I'm in the actual ballpark, so
a little
to speak,
cover up.
I mean, think about it this way: there won't be that many fans in the stands.
You're afraid.
The Phillies players themselves will see me. I mean, they're going to feel
and
such.
Think about how excited they'll be! Like that guy brought it.
And
today.
I'll do that, and I will wear the uniform in the stands, and everyone that sees me sees the camera on the back will know that's me. I'm planning on sitting down the third base area somewhere.
So that's fine. I thought you were talking about not wearing it to the game.
Just not having it displayed when I walk through the media entrance.
Oh, so you're talking about changing, then changing again?
Just putting something over it and then taking the thing off.
Just stop overthinking
it. Suck it out.
Wear what you're wearing and walk in. No one's going to say, oh, look at this fool.
No, they really will.
We're never going to let him in here again through the – media entrance. They don't care. They'll laugh. They'll be like, "Oh, wow, this is great. Look at you. You're very confident in your Phil's fandom."
All right, George, is this a playoff team this year?
I don't think so, but Joe, real quick, if you do wear something over it, I do hope it's the silk robe that you have.
Ooh.
Hopefully that's draped over the uniform.
That would have been big time. It's not silk, by the way. It's big and bushy.
Okay. I don't think the Phillies are a playoff team, unfortunately. The cut down in teams making it obviously will have a big play into that, and the Phillies are just in a killer of a division here. But I have a bigger question, and I don't – not. It kind of relates to the changing of the game of baseball, but why are the first 2 weeks – ever played in the Northeast or Chicago or New York, or like there's more than enough cities like Tampa, Atlanta, San Diego, where we play in warm weather. It's absolutely freezing and windy out.
Because you can get, I'll give you the simple answer, because you can do it. And because, you know, no Phillies fan wants to wait 2 weeks to see a home game.
Well, I beg to differ. And I think people would much rather sit in 60 degree weather than, sitting this
I know, but also, George, you know, you're on the road and you could get off to a worse start. That would not be good. I believe that would not be good for competitive balance. A 2 week road trip to start the season, I think that would be bad for baseball. George, give me who had a run. Who or what had a run?
I tuned in late, but the only person I could think who had one good run, I forget the year it was, but it was like Joe DeCamera, the summer of 08.
Oh, yeah. I think that was 2015 I talked about. 2015 May. Yeah, that was a good summer.
What?
2015 May. I mentioned that a year or so ago. I mentioned on the air.
That was your run?
It wasn't the only one. That was my best.
I don't understand.
Just, I'll teach you someday, John. I'll teach you.
Needle.
Hey, I can needle back, buddy. I'll give you a lesson. Joe DeCamera, well, not really give you a lesson, but I'll talk to you. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. Hey, up ahead, the ultimate Phillies montage. I promise you, you want to hear it. If you love Phillies baseball, you'll love what you hear next. Some of the great moments in Phillies history. I have cried before when we played it. I anticipate it's a possibility. Also up ahead, we take you out to the ball game, because we haven't probably heard take us out to the ball game in a long time. Take me out to the ball game. You'll hear that next as well. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, big day, opening day. Is it a playoff team? We're trying to figure that out as well today on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.